and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky didn't go well today. In fact, it turned into a shouting match.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again,
running low on soldiers.
Don't please.
You're running
Mr.
low
President.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing. And then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire.
CBS's Major Garrett.
President Trump can and does sometimes change his mind and perspective. This could be put back together. But for the moment, it is a significant, hard to repair breach in relations between President Zelensky and President Trump.
The Russians reacted quickly, calling Zelensky a scumbag. European leaders have been divided, but a top diplomat with the EU says the free world needs a new leader. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Yet another agency is requesting safety improvements at the intersection of U.S. Highway 10 and Wisconsin Highway 186. The Auburndale Joint Fire and Rescue Department joins the ranks of those petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to conduct a safety study at this intersection. They state the injuries and fatalities at the Highway 10-186 intersection have permanently impacted many people and families, most recently the death of a high school student in December. They also say physical and mental injury is always a possibility to first responders working on these accident scenes. While changes to the construction would not happen right away, they are requesting immediate improvements to include more signage and placement for better visibility at this and other intersections along U.S. Highway 10. At a virtual town hall meeting, Senator Tammy Baldwin answered questions from Wisconsinites about what is happening in Washington, D.C.
We are hearing in the past couple of weeks from over 1,000 Wisconsinites a day.
One of those questions asked about cuts to Medicaid. Senator Baldwin explained that the House of Representatives took up a budget that contemplates $4.5 trillion of tax cuts that disproportionately benefit the top 5% and even more disproportionately benefiting the top 1%. Committees have been instructed to find cuts to the programs they oversee. One of the committees that oversees Medicaid has been instructed to cut nearly $1 trillion of spending.
We know that Medicaid is the target.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. This includes almost a third of all children in the country and over 7 million seniors. Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. is playing in Stevens Point tonight. Performances are at the Splash Theater, and you can get your tickets at PlayhousePresents.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brook Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently it's 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, February 28th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with Ron Rasmussen, superintendent of Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. We're going to be focusing on Think Elementary and talking with some of the people from over there. Right now, we have in studio Felicia Gardner, resource specialist with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. And Felicia and I were talking in their pregame a little bit. It's been a while, Felicia, since we've been able to hang out. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time, and just want to say right away out the gate how much we appreciate the ADRC, you and the staff over there, all the volunteers, all the great work going into taking care of some of our most vital part of our society and our community here. Really do appreciate the work you guys do over there. Felicia, we got a couple of places to go today. Let's go ahead and jump right in. And I'm spending some time on socialization in Wisconsin Rapids at the Lowell Center. Let's get into this one a little bit and hopefully give people some ideas of some things to do and maybe make some plans.
Yeah, so socialization is a really big thing that a lot of seniors struggle with, or after they maybe lose a loved one, they have a hard time socializing and are just not always aware of different programs that are out there. So I just kind of wanted to bring up some different topics or different things that happen at the Lowell Center, which is also known as the Senior Center or the Old Mall.
Yeah, that's a good one to you.
Yeah, so one of the big events is Bingo Day. I apologize, I forget. It's always Tuesday or Thursdays. I think it's Thursdays. That's a big event. A lot of people show up. Exercise groups. There's always different exercises going on. They have drumming, which is a very loud activity.
I was going to ask. Yeah, that seems like a loud one.
You always know in the office when that cardio drumming is happening, but it's very entertaining and they love it. And that's a great way to exercise.
Yeah.
They also do, swimming, line dancing. They also have a walking path at the ADRC. I actually use it almost every day, twice a day.
I would definitely take advantage of that. Yeah, that's a smart idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of folks that are doing their routes too, doing those and keeping track, and that is just wonderful. I love to see that.
Great way of getting those steps, getting a little bit of exercise, and especially this time of year, you know, in a nicer atmosphere, nice warmer weather and all that. I think that's one of the more traditional things that we look at when we think of activities for this age group and different things to do for this age group. What I'm really encouraged by is some of these other ideas and stuff that I don't think we would know unless we were talking with you, Felicia. Just going back to the drumming exercise, it is funny. And it is a little funny to me that whether it's a little kid for like one of their first or second Christmases and you give them the drum set, but you do that not for your own kids, but for like your kids, like your sister's kids or something like that. And now we're doing it with our seniors. Now I love that. I love the full circleness of that. And the idea of the exercise you get from doing something like that, the fun and the entertainment part is great. That's a real cool part of it. Maybe it brings you into it. But there is some really good exercise that comes from doing this and cardio that can come from this. And especially to a part of the body, I think that especially the older we get, and I say this as with senior parents that I take care of or help assist,
they often forget about, they focus on the lower body so much and not so much the upper body. Mm-hmm. And there's no real rhyme or reason other than maybe, you know, some of the traditional stuff we know for seniors. Hey, we walk when we get older. Got to keep up those steps and everything. But we don't focus as much on the upper body. The drumming kind of helps with that a little bit.
Yeah. And a lot of folks, too, you know, they think just because maybe like, for example, my grandfather, he's got Parkinsonism. Mm-hmm. You know, so walking is a little challenging for him. Now, he could do this exercise program, and a lot of folks are sitting down. Some are standing, some are sitting. And there's, you know, options for all those kind of things.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
That's another good point of, you know, what you offer over there, too. It's not just, well, this is the one thing we offer. You're giving multiple options for people mm-hmm. who are in different situations.
Yeah. A lot of accommodations are made over there, obviously.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's really, and it shows how in tune the ADRC is with our community. Mm-hmm. And that's so appreciated. And really leads to more people hopefully getting out of the house, hopefully reaching out and you know, getting that help. The isolation that we talk so much about with our seniors, because while we're talking about exercise and so many of these things, we also talk with the ADRC a lot about mental health and you know, trying to get people to do this. And I say this with all the empathy and love I can in me as somebody who just loves our older population and the people that paved the way for us and everything. Sometimes you need a little encouragement, too, to get out of the house. Sometimes you need a little motivation to get out and everything. Some of these activities can really be that. And I one thing that really helped me with my papa, my grandpa, before we lost him, my papa really was always a social guy. And then the last couple of years of his life, he stopped doing it a little bit more. And one of the ways we got him to kind of get out there out of his comfort zone, if you will, was kind of like, you know, Pop, this mean a lot to me. It would mean a lot to me if you did this. And it I don't want to say tricked him. I don't mean it literally like that, because he knew there is no tricking that man, especially me. but he saw right through what I was doing, but he still did it.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what it takes. It doesn't hurt, because what all of this leads to a good thing and wanting more for our senior population and wanting them to have more socialization and more opportunities to get out of their, you know, their wheelhouse and their comfort zone sometimes and just enjoy some fun.
Yeah. And when I meet with people in my office, if socialization ever comes up, I'm usually taking them over to the Centralia Center and having them hook up with the lady over there to give them tours and talk about what opportunities are available. I know that they're actually going on a trip to Ireland. I would personally love to go with them.
Yeah. We got to get a big suitcase.
Yeah.
We got to see if we can stash a log on that. Like, that sounds like a lot of fun. That's a very cool idea.
And they do a lot of cool things. Like they do the Milwaukee Brewers trip,
yeah,
a lot of sports things, but they also do out of country, out of state type things that I think are awesome.
We, you know, I do a lot of shows and do a lot of work with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and I know that they often will go over there and take in a show, and that's well appreciated by that. I love that when that happens. It's one of my favorite shows whenever I'm a part of a run, just because of the idea of the support that exists there and giving seniors some fun to take in while also they are supporting local theater. It's a really win-win combination between nonprofits. I love seeing when that happens.
Absolutely.
The music groups and the dance groups is a really fun part of this too.
Yes. Yeah. When I'm doing my little laps, I will often see they'll be doing their little line dancing practices, and that's really nice to see. It's, you know, often the same people, but sometimes you get new people, and it's great to see them having a good time.
Well, I think there's a really interesting point. If you don't mind me touching on this part of it, Felicia, I feel there is a tie in all, and maybe a reach, but I feel like there is a tie in here. I just celebrated a birthday, and I turned 48, and I did not realize I was getting that close to 50. Like, it took 48 to be like, I've had plenty of time to be prepared for this, but it really, like, hit me off guard. And I don't mind getting older. I look at it as a win in the win column. It's a lot better than the alternative. But it was a little bit kind of like, whoa, I haven't really thought much about aging. I really haven't. I focus so much on my grandparents and my parents and helping and assisting them. I really genuinely had not thought much about this. And as I started to think about it, I started to think about, well, I got to kind of take my own medicine here a little bit. I talk with you guys at the ADRC. We've been doing this for 8-9 years talking with you guys. And I've learned so much from the ADRC and had so much more understanding of what my parents or my grandparents or just friends of mine that are in that age range are going through. we're getting closer and closer to that. Our generations are getting closer and closer to that. So I think it's never a bad idea to start not only maybe volunteering for some of these activities and getting a little bit of an idea of what this kind of world is like, but also, you know, paying it forward a little bit, because you're going to want somebody to do it for you one day. There's a little bit of that. There's plenty of reasons to do this, but to that age range, to my generation and generations like that and everything I'm saying, this is something to really think about. And I cannot encourage you enough. Volunteering or being a part of the ADRC is a great way to, I think, have a little more, I don't want to use the word fear, but for lack of a better word, fear of getting older. I think you see seniors, you talk to them. I'm not worried about it because of my papa, because of my grandfather. I talked to them late in life and they were fine. Mm-hmm. They were just as sharp and just as ready to go as ever. I think there can become some comfort with that while also doing some good.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have people that do the Meals on Wheels delivery driving, which is great. Yeah. But there's also people that come in the office and they sort our files for us and make folders, and they are wonderful. I would love to have them every day. Unfortunately, we don't get them every day, but they make a world of a difference for us.
And with these activities that we're talking about, there really is virtually something for everybody there. Mm-hmm. But if you are a senior out there or somebody that has an idea maybe for a class or a group or something, hey, pitch it. You know, let's hear you out. Let's see what you got to say here and see if something might be there. Because almost all of these ideas kind of start out that way, which, I wonder if they'd like this. And then, boom, here we are. Everybody's line dancing. Yep. It's great.
Yeah. There's people that play cards, all sorts of different cards there. They make cards, cards for holidays and things, mm-hmm. and it's just all sorts of great things that they do.
And if you're curious about any of these, you would like to dip your toe in before you go swimming or something like that, reach out to the ADRC and find out more. They'll answer any questions you have. They really love doing that. They're part of the job.
Yep, that's the fun part.
I do also want to remind people that the wonderful website you guys have, adrc-cw.org, adrc-cw.org. Not only can you see some of the events that Felicia was telling us about there, but all the support groups and the different things that exist there, and some of the really, really great work that you guys are doing over there with those groups and giving some comfort and some information to people in similar situations like Alzheimer's and dementia or other groups that you have going on over there.
Yeah, and one thing I do want to mention about those groups too is there are quite a few of them, and some folks are not always comfortable coming to the groups. Mm-hmm. And I can't verify, but I'm pretty sure a lot of them have the option for virtual, so you could do it from home, you know, if that's something that's more comfortable for you. And I definitely encourage you to do that.
Because, you may start out that way. Maybe eventually you do feel like, comfortable going there. Mm-hmm. But we just want you to be a part of these groups, whether it's virtually or physically. And that's, again, a big tip of the hat to ADRC doing that. We understood why, during the pandemic that existed. I think that some of this sticking around is really good for people. Absolutely. It's very helpful. And even people who can't get out of the house physically or something but want to be a part of these groups.
Yeah.
It's a really nice feature to be able to offer.
Yeah.
We're speaking with our friend Felicia Gardner, resource specialist with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. As far as socialization at the Lowell Center, you want to move on from that? Did you touch on everything you wanted to there, Felicia?
Yeah, I think
okay.
I did.
Because I did want to touch on some advocacy days coming up in March. It is crazy to think February is already over. That is already kind of a little shocking, but it helps because there's some things that we really look forward to coming up in March.
Yeah, so advocacy days are a huge thing in our world. Alzheimer's Advocacy Day is coming up March 4th, so that would actually be next week sometime. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but Tuesday, I'm thinking.
I think Tuesday. Yeah. With that day, in this one, unfortunately, this topic is becoming very similar to the cancer topic, where it used to be everybody knows somebody of 6 degrees of separation, and now that's gotten to be, well, everybody knows somebody.
Correct.
And I think this is another topic that everybody knows somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, it's hit my family hard, and I know many others out there that it has, and on what you've shared and some others. So when it comes to this group, this day, I think we think of a national day of, and we immediately think, well, how do I celebrate that? And this is kind of something where you might not feel like how to celebrate. That doesn't maybe feel like the right word. But information and learning about this topic. Are there other suggestions?
Yeah. So, I mean, a big part of these advocacy days is I know I did the aging advocacy day last year and I was terrified. But I wanted to push myself through and I was so happy I did it.
Good on you.
You know, the big thing is you go down to Madison. I believe they're all down to Madison. Mm-hmm. You meet with the senators. You meet with staff from other counties and talk about topics that you want to bring up to your senators. You kind of prepare in the morning. You have about 5-10 minutes with your senators. You advocate as much as you can. You get your picture taken at the Capitol.
Cool.
And you just work together to kind of advocate on behalf of the different populations mm-hmm. that we really truly care about. And it's a good connecting opportunity to meet with other counties and other staff members that do what we do and are just as passionate as we are.
You know, and I will say, I cannot speak for all of our reps or senators in our state, but I can speak to Senator Teston, Representative Krug. I talk to them once a month.
Sure.
And these guys love the opportunities to hear from you. That's their job, and they want to. You're their boss. They want to hear from you. And when we bring attention to these different things that we're passionate about, they understand, well, this is important to my constituency. This many people showed up. This many people brought these, testimonials and different things to hit on this stuff. It's part of how I think we have gotten better on certain topics in society is just the grassroots effort of people making the time to go down there and talk about these things to them. To no fault of their own, they can only be in one place at a time. They can only take in so much information. We got to meet them halfway. You know, if you care about something like a topic like this, we got to meet them halfway and sometimes go to their house to bring it to them. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Appreciate especially the what you experienced and everything. Thank you for sharing that. So I don't know if a lot of people understand this part of these days. You know, we talk about them a lot, but we kind of talk about them and then move on.
Sure.
These are too important for that. This is a 24-hour day thing. This is something where you can do some real good with these topics on these particular days.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a Disability Advocacy Day that is coming up March 12th.
Correct. Yep. And that's another opportunity. I unfortunately have not been to that one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, advocating for individuals that have disabilities, Medicaid, Medicare, advocating for all those different topics. Another thing I do want to bring up is that just because these are advocacy days and it tends to be a lot of staff members, it absolutely does not need to be staff members. It can be people in the community. And I know when I went to Aging Advocacy Day last year, it was a whole lot of people just in the community that really cared and were passionate. And that was really great to see. It's not just about us paid folks that this for work. We truly care.
Need all types and all types help. And it's how we keep democracy alive and well. It's how we do that while also getting these things in front of them. And so they understand how important they are and how much that they mean to us.
Yep.
With everything I talk about with Alzheimer's or I talk about with our senior population, all those things are very important. I do think that when it comes to disability advocacy, that I don't say one is more important than the other, but your voice, I think, when it comes to disability is so vital. This is a portion of our population that even in 2025, I don't feel like we're paying nearly enough attention to. We're doing enough. I don't think that we see enough people in this realm represented enough either, whether it's TV, movies, or just in journalism or any of these things. This is a gray area for us still in society. This is something that we're still, I think, behind on. Where so many of these things, I think we're doing great work on, and we're really making, droves on mental health just alone on that topic, and then anything under that umbrella. We've come leaps and bounds as a society. There's still work to be done, but we've come a long way with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet with the disability and the people that struggle with this, I don't feel like we've done nearly enough on this topic, and just the opportunity to talk about it even a bit today, I was really looking forward to.
Yeah.
Bring attention to this, not only to our communities and to each other, but certainly to our representatives is really important especially on Disability Day. And again, that is March 12th.
Yep. And another thing, too, that I saw actually this past week, I want to say it was Facebook or one of those things, is I saw that the local NAMI group I'm going to say it wrong, National Mental Health Alliance, something along that.
Yeah, you're getting closer than I would, and I apologize because I should know it too. I talk about them every week. Yeah.
So they, I think a bunch of them went down and met with Teston and had a good conversation with them, and I think that's really important to spread that topic of, you know, the help that's needed.
Doing some great work over there now. All the people are part of NAMI. They really are.
Yeah.
And we wrap up with Aging Advocacy Day that is actually in May. It's coming up May 13th.
Yes. So
on that one, how do we approach that one? Or how do you approach that one?
So I did that one last year.
Right.
And I was terrified. I'm, you know, actually kind of a shy individual. But I went and we had training in the morning. And everybody kind of decided what we were going to talk about in our minimal 5 minutes to the senators. And then there's individuals that weren't comfortable speaking, and that was totally fine. You know, they kind of sat on the sidelines, but were still a part of the day. And we just voiced to the senators what we thought was important. Teston was amazing. He, you know, had a lot to offer. He was very open to hearing what we had to say. We didn't meet with Krug, but we did meet with one of his staff members, and he was also very open to hearing what we had to say. And it was all ultimately a great day. And if you ever have the opportunity to go to any of these days, I would strongly encourage you to do it.
Thank you for sharing that, Felicia, and thank you for doing that. When I start out these interviews and I tell you and your staff, we appreciate you guys, all what you do, I'm certainly touching on the day-to-day and what you do over there on the norm, but things like that, the above and beyond, that's really what I'm hitting on. That's part of what, it's not necessarily in your job description, but there you are doing it, and you're not alone in that, and I greatly appreciate that. Again, for everything that we've been talking about today, and also just out of a care for this population and people, you know, fighting for that and wanting more for them and a better life for those individuals. That goes a long way. With this one coming up, are you planning a similar thing again? Or
I actually probably won't be going to this, but I've encouraged a whole lot of new staff to go to it.
Right
and
on.
I've been pushing it real hard because I think it's really educational.
Well, and you are an inspiration for it, too. Again, I understand that it cannot be that easy sometimes. I think with my job, you may think that I'm just fine with this stuff. I'm not. I'm nervous all the time. But you care about something, you push through to do it.
Yep.
That just shows how much you care about it. And not only for you, but to anybody out there, I think that that's encouraging. And I think that... you know, and good on you for doing it, by the way. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Felicia, we have it's been a great conversation. It just flew right by. We look forward to talking with you again real soon. But with everything we've talked about today, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, maybe they'd like to volunteer over there or find out more about Meals on Wheels, how can they reach you? How can they find out more?
You can come to the Centralia Center. Our office is located Suite 1. You can give us a call. I'm not prepared. I do not have our phone number on us.
I do.
Okay.
715-424-8454.
And that's actually my direct number.
Oh.
Which is totally fine. Okay. We also have a main number.
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't think I have that one on me.
I thought I did have it. I apologize. I thought, if you have questions, you can call 1-888-486-9545. That's 1-888-486-9545. Yeah. And you can also go to their website, adrc-cw.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share the things that they are doing on your pages. Felicia, thank you again for the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is the last day of an important month. Here's Lisa Hale.
Black History Month is important not just for African Americans, but also for anyone and everyone who wants to understand their fellow countrymen and community members. So says the head of African American Studies in the Sociology Department of the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Dr. Alfonso Simpson. Simpson says so many things that we take for granted every day were invented or made possible by contributions from African Americans.
When we look at the types of things like the elevator, the escalator, the stoplight, or the traffic signal, internal combustion engine, the heating furnace, air conditioning, refrigeration. I mean, there's so many things.
Simpson says Black History Month is not just about the accomplishments of Black Americans, but also an acknowledgement of their struggles.
When you look at what we call the African Holocaust, the transatlantic slave trade, and those 200 plus years of slavery here in America from 1619 to 1865, of course, is more than any of us could ever endure.
But Simpson emphasizes that efforts to teach about Black history and the experience of Black America are not meant to be critical.
It's not about making people feel guilty. It's about bringing people into the knowledge of the truth. And it helps us to all see our fellow man as contributors to the society in which we so enjoy.
Simpson is not only the director of African American Studies at UWO, he's also the vice president of the National Council for Black Studies.
Because every day is a donation to eternity. Every day is a donation to history. And anything I do as myself is Black history.
Alfonso Simpson, professor, director of African American Studies at UWO, and a modern day Black history maker.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight and partly cloudy, colder, low teens. Sunny for the weekend, highs in the mid-20s Saturday, upper 30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Currently it's 37.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, February 28th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, and I am joined right now by some wonderful people. First up, we have Superintendent of the Scotts Rapids Public Schools, Ronald A. Rasmussen, with us. Ron, good to have you here.
Good afternoon, James. Glad to be here.
It's the only time I get to say your full name is when I introduce you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm with my mom, too.
We appreciate you being here, man. Thanks so much for the time. We also want to introduce everybody else that's with us today, and I'll start right here with you, Kristen.
Good morning. I'm Christine Slattery, principal at Think Academy.
Christine, thanks for being here.
Olivia Ashbeck.
Olivia, nice to meet you. Thank you for being here.
Maddox Johnson.
Hey, Maddie. Thanks for being here.
Kelsey Cothey.
Kelsey, good to see you. Thanks a lot for being here. More from you guys in a moment. We do appreciate the time from you all. And really appreciate, Ron, the guests that you bring in when you join us and everything. Our community gets a chance to really get an insight into our education system a little bit more, what our kids are doing a little bit more. I know I have a number of friends and a number of people in the community I talk to that are in a similar boat as I am. My kids are in their mid-20s and everything and been a little bit removed from this system. So it really helps us have a little more understanding and empathy for, and just some really cool things going on in their education system. So it's a lot of fun. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we really appreciate coming in every month and just sharing all the excellence across the district and all the neat things occurring.
Christine, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with you. I wanted to let the audience know a little bit about what Think Elementary is and what you guys are doing over there.
Sure. Well, thank you for having us. We're excited to be here. So Think Academy services two communities, or two cities, or towns, I should say. So Vesper and Rudolph, and we're located in Rudolph, home of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We're very proud of that, as Rudolph is our mascot. We have an incredible community, and I don't say that lightly. We have incredible kids, and we have two of them with us today. We have a really amazing and hardworking staff, and we have a really committed parent group. So we have our Parent-Teacher Association, but we also, just in general, we have, if we ask for something, parents come, and they're always willing to be part of our community. So I think that makes us really special. Mm-hmm. We really value our community events. So when we think about our Veterans Day and giving back to the community and recognizing what they do for Think Academy and the Rudolph and Vesper areas, we, of course, have our Run Run Rudolph, which makes us unique because it's a 5K. You're welcome to join in if you'd like to do that sometime. But we are really proud of that, and what we raise from that goes back to our teachers. So that's really important. When you walk the halls of Think Academy, you feel joy. And that's really important. We start our day with everybody's greeting kids. So the kids are greeted multiple times by name before they even enter their classroom. We start our day with a morning meeting. So that consists of a greeting, a share, an activity, and then a morning message. And that's really to build community in the classroom. And it's also telling kids, we see you, we hear you, we want you here. And we all know sometimes, you know, our days start differently, but that kind of levels the playing field when we start in the building. We're all hands on deck, so everybody's here. You know, it's like customer service. We're here for the kids. We're here for the families. We work together. If there's something we need to help with, everybody jumps in. And sometimes we have so many people jumping in, it's like, oh, we can have a few people step back. So that's really important. We are preparing for Read Across America Week next week, which we're super excited about. We celebrate reading all the time, but that's really to focus on celebrating reading. Mr. Rasmussen's going to be one of our guest readers. He's really excited to come in and do that, as well as the Rudolph Fire Department and one of the sheriffs who visits our school just to come by and say hi. So that's really nice. One thing we did earlier this month that was really cool is we had, so there's International Play Day the first week of February. So it's our third year where Mrs. Krieger headed this up for us. We spend one day and we focus on the importance of play. It's important for kids. It's important for us as adults. And kids have choice in choosing the activities they do. Every staff member, they put together an activity. It might be more kinesthetic. It might be a more artsy. It might be more musical. Whatever it is, kids choose, and we have four stations of play. It's really cool because we have to remember we're all kids at heart.
Well said. Very well said. And thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's a great synopsis. It's really good at this. When it comes to the impact from your perspective that you've seen the Think Academy has had on this community, on the kids, how important is it having this, just going forward?
The
support of the community and just the Think Academy in itself, having something like this for our kids.
I believe the school is the heart of a community. So we need all of our stakeholders involved. So whether it's, of course, our students and our staff, but we need that trust, and we need that collaboration with our community. And that looks different depending on which role they play in our community. And some play multiple roles, so I think it's just really important that we connect with them, because when we connect with them and we have our doors open where they can come in and see what's happening in our building, it creates that trust, and it creates that more than a community. It's a family atmosphere.
And this shows how good you are at this, because that was a horrible question. I did not word that well at all, and you nailed it. Nicely done. You somehow knew what I was asking still. That's how good you are at this,
great,
Chrissy.
Great minds think alike.
Maybe. Thank you. That was nice of you. I appreciate that. But you really did bring home what I wanted to hear, and the importance of this in our communities, and having this, and how much better our kids are from benefiting from this. There is no greater investment any of us can make than these kids. There's nothing better we can do. There's no more natural resource we have that is greater than this. And anytime we're impacting that, anytime we're helping with that or assisting in that in ways that we can going forward, that's what Think Academy is about. That's a big part of what's going on over there. And it's just really cool to hear and to see. It's very encouraging. I think that we get a little bogged down in this day and age by negativity. And something we try to do here on our shows and just in general is there's a lot of positive stuff out there. There's a lot of good things going on out there. You guys help us bring light to that in these interviews. You guys help us remind people of that. And these kids remind us of that. I'm spoiled. I get to sit in this chair and get to talk to different groups all the time. Last week, and I think, Ron, you brought in the FAC group and talking with those kids and the grassroots, the work that they're doing on that. Just these different groups and organizations that exist at the school level that is very encouraging to me when it comes to young people and seeing this stuff. And certainly very invigorating to me to see adults listening to kids. You hit on this right away. And any chance we have, we like to bring this up and come back to this one. The older we get, the more we forget what it's like to be young. That's nobody's fault. That's just humanity and life and the way it works and stuff. Talking to kids reminds you of this. Talking to kids reminds you of what it was like to be a kid. And I hope reminds people as well as, well, I remember what it was like being a kid. I also have no idea what it's like to be a kid nowadays. It's completely different in many ways. Kids aren't different, but what they're dealing with and the different things going on in society nowadays are very different than when I was growing up in the 80s and early 90s and everything. So, may not have been that long ago. I'd like to think it wasn't that long ago, but it was. I have to admit it was. I'm old. But it's a nice reminder of, hey, there's different stuff going on now. These things are important, and it all is a domino to leading to a better future for all of us. And you do that with this academy and talking about this and the staff over there and the people working at this. I appreciate that, Christine. Thank you for sharing that with us. I would like to take a moment to talk a little bit about Playworks and find out more about that. And Kelsey, you've got a little bit of that for us, don't you?
Yes. So I help run Playworks at our school. It's something we're doing district-wide across all elementary schools. Playworks is nationwide, and then the hub for Wisconsin is out of Milwaukee. And what Playworks is all about is it is a recess structure where there's planned games for students to play. So students can choose whatever game they want to play, but there's different structures, and that way all students feel included. Mm-hmm. So the goal and the belief of Playworks is to bring out the power of play in every kid. Mm-hmm. So when they go out to recess, they've been taught the games, they know the rules, and they can pick whatever they want, whether they're going to play. There's tag games that we've introduced, basketball games, soccer games, the really popular game that Playworks brought out, which is so fun from my childhood, is Foursquare. The kids didn't know what Foursquare was. And now that's one of our favorite games. It's one of the most popular on the playground. And then at Think Academy, we are very passionate in our kickball and the football. So Playworks has been... Yes. So Playworks has been great for the students because it teaches them that to include everybody. Mm-hmm. And then there's a deal wheel that they have. So if there's a disagreement, say during Foursquare, we have a deal wheel. So maybe they're going to rock, paper, scissors. We call it Rochambeau to decide like who's out. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to talk it out, take turns. There's just different problem-solving strategies for the students to have.
I mentioned this before. You know, I moved around a lot as a kid, and I had a very hard time making friends. And when I first moved out here, it was a complete culture shock for me from where I came from. The thing that helped me make friends, that helped me, you know, talk to kids even and everything, was sports. Like, I was really fast. So, like, oh, I want him on my
team.
Everyone wants you on their team. Yeah. And eventually, they start remembering your name all of a sudden and everything. But it just is an example of what's the lessons that we can learn and the different things that we can take from sports and activity and just, you know, being out there and doing stuff. The problem solving that can come from that.
Yes.
That's a very unique part of this, but it's such a cool part of it, I think.
Yes. And then a really cool part, too, is so... The values and the focus there is leadership development. So we have junior coach as a part of Playworks. And that's our fourth and fifth grade students. They can apply to be a junior coach. And they get to go out for the first recess, and they help lead the games. They will plan, oh, I'm going to lead kickball today. And so then they'll, like, pull kids in to get them to play kickball. And they'll help if there's any issues that come out of you're out, I was safe.
Yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool leadership ability and experience for our fourth and fifth graders to have.
And at that age, there's so little opportunities for that. So to give some of that to kids is really impactful. And I imagine it makes quite an impact and it feels, how does it feel? I'll ask, I got people right in front of me I can ask. Olivia, I want to start with you. Olivia is a fifth grade junior coach, part of Playworks. And Olivia, what does it mean to you to be able to be a coach as well as being a part of this?
It's an opportunity that you can go and help kids without having
So, Olivia, I was curious what you enjoy about being a coach.
Helping the kids outside at recess.
Yeah, that's cool. That's it. Got to feel really good to be a part of that, and I imagine that you enjoy that a lot. Do you find your fellow students do they work well with you? Do you enjoy working with them as a coach?
They usually listen pretty well because they know that we're trying to help them throughout recess to solve any disagreement when you get inside from class.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Nice job, by the way. You did good with there, Olivia. Nice work. And you gave us some insight to stuff that we wouldn't know about otherwise if you weren't able to be here to share it. So I appreciate you doing that. Maddie, I have a similar question for you. You're a fifth grade junior coach. How are you enjoying that? Do you like doing that?
Yeah. What Olivia said, it can help with disagreements, and you can help solve a problem if there's any.
And I imagine you're learning a bunch of stuff about being a coach with that, too. Are you having fun with that?
Yeah.
Good. I'm happy to hear that, you guys. And some of the stuff that you're learning and you're experiencing right now, it's going to be a while, but you're going to feel the dividends from this. You are definitely going to be rewarded from this in many ways. And your peers, your fellow students and everything greatly appreciate the stuff that you're doing. And I really appreciate you being here today. Thanks so much for doing it. It's pretty brave what you guys just did. So thank you. Nice work, both of you. I wanted to ask Kelsey if there was anything else you wanted to mention about Playworks that we could touch on for the audience and let them know a little bit more about what this awesome thing that you guys are doing over there.
Absolutely. So when we, with our base out of Madison for Playworks, or not Madison, I'm sorry, Milwaukee, we have a coach that will come in four times a year And they just come and they bring so much excitement, and they teach different games, and they focus on different strategies and life skills for students to have, both on the playground, and then it translates back into the classroom. So with their high energy, they get the kids out there, they get them wanting to play, wanting to work together, and building that teamwork. So we just had a coach out about a month ago, and she gave the kids some hard games to play that was really good for team building. And it's awesome that they got to play that, experience it, and then it comes and shows in the classroom too, when they're doing partner work, when we're trying to solve a really tricky math problem. They're using some of those skills that they learned in Playworks, and then it's transferring back into the classroom.
It's pretty cool to be able to see that happening too, you know, in real time, being able to see some of this and the development of that. You were talking about this, and just talking and hearing you girls talk about this too got me thinking about my daughter and when she first started to learn to read. And she had a couple of days where she just didn't think like it was ever going to happen. And then one day she's going through her school book and she's just sounding out these words and sounding out another one and another one and another one. And then all of a sudden she's flipping the page and you can't stop her. And I just getting to see that happen, like the feeling, there's no words for it or anything. That kind of stuff going on is awesome, but it's also really cool to see, I imagine, and being a part of. That's great. Thank you for that. Yeah. Appreciate the time on these subjects and you guys being here today and bringing a little more light to it. I did want to make some time for Ron because you had some updates and some other things that we wanted to touch on before we let you go here.
Yeah, a little bit just about Playworks as well. So that's in all of our elementary buildings. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting feature to allow students to learn leadership, collaboration, teamwork, all those important soft social skills mm-hmm. that is important for us to succeed in life. So we're excited that we're able to bring that to all of our elementary buildings this year as well.
It really shows an attention to that. And this is something we want to get on right away. We're not going to wait for this to be an issue or anything like that. We're getting on it early in our, so that's really cool to see.
Yeah, and obviously we're an educational institution. So obviously you want, you know, math, English, science, social studies. But we know to succeed in life, those citizenship skills, those soft skills are really important. And as technology continues to invade our lives, the importance to have that one-on-one personal communication is really important. So it's these programs that we don't get measured on. They're not on our school report card, but I think they're almost more important than some of the things we do teach, because that's how we're going to succeed in society and in life. So we're excited to have the junior coaches because they're excited that they can work with their younger classmates as well. So it's exciting for us to continue in this direction in the district.
You had an update on how that we were going to touch on.
Yes. So we're getting a lot of questions regarding the demolition of the Emanuel Church property. So we just recently got the gas shut off to the building, and we're probably looking over our spring break is when that property will come down. And I know it's sad. It's been a structure within our community for a long time.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But we're excited for the Emanuel Parish to have their new facility, and then to move forward with some renovations and some safety improvements, really, for parent and student drop-off and pick-up at Howell that we hope to implement for next school year with that property. But that will probably be happening over spring break is when that will occur, so the end of March.
Hmm. I appreciate the update on that.
Yeah. Just want to give a shout-out to our DECA kids at LHS. Over 30 of them qualified for the International Conference in Orlando in April. They shoot for that, I think maybe more for the Orlando vacation than anything else that they might get.
A little column A.
Yeah, excited. Right. So, but just once again, just how active our students are involved. 2 months ago, I think, we had our Interact kids here. They hosted a Youth Unity Summit. They had over 300 students from across other schools in the state this past Tuesday. Just really looking at, once again, teamwork, collaboration, how to get along, and just those importance of diversity as well. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about that. And then for our community, our parents, the school district will be having a parent survey that will be sent out to our parents sometime in April. Mm. There'll be a lot of further communication regarding in school newsletters, et cetera, to our parents. But just as a heads up, just really of our operation beliefs and their importance of their school buildings themselves.
Yeah, and take the time for those surveys. Take your time. They don't take too long, and they're so worthwhile. Well, the amount of time you spend on that, you get in return because that information is vital to making decisions and understanding what the community needs.
Yeah, and that's really important for us as we begin to plan the district's future and we move forward. And speaking of moving forward, a little bittersweet moment. So today is Maureen Hodgson's last day employed by WRPS. She's served as executive assistant to the superintendent and the board secretary for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give a shout out to Maureen. I know she's had an impact for a lot of people in our community, and she's been the contact for pretty much everybody in the WRPS for 20 plus years.
Can you imagine how many people Maureen knows?
Yes.
Can you imagine? Just
and she is the kindest soul ever. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to thank Maureen for her years of dedicated service to WRPS, but also to the Wisconsin Rapids community and the connections that she's done. So we wish Maureen mm-hmm. a great retirement,
yeah.
and it's well-deserved.
Yeah, yeah. You talk about people that have made an impact in this community. There is another one of them mm-hmm. and done some great work in this community. And I greatly appreciate and somebody like her. She gives us an opportunity to really shout out all of you in the education system. And I'm including you kids, too. Everybody that is, again, putting into the greatest thing we can in our future and you kids. And Maureen, people like that help us do that. A big shout out to her. Enjoy your retirement. Take a break. Take a break, Maureen. She earned it. Take a break. And you all maybe take a break this weekend or something when you get a chance, because you worked really hard today in this interview and you did a great job. I appreciate you. I would like to very much not only thank you, Ron, and all the time. Love hanging out with you. Love talking to you, man. Thank you so much for the work you do. And certainly, Christine, want to thank you for the time today. Thank you for being here. Got to have you back more often, I think. Talk a little bit more to Think Academy. I think that's a good idea.
Absolutely.
We'll work on that.
Always happy to come.
Kelsey, nice work. Really nice work. Almost too good. Don't take my job. I need this job, Kelsey. But nice work. And thank you.
You need somebody in the summer to fill in.
Yeah, thank you. No, actually, all right. We might get your information. That might happen. But I, all you guys, I appreciate you. But I want to send a special shout out to Olivia and Maddie. You guys nailed this interview. Did a great job. I really think you should be proud of this. You did good work. And now you've got a little bit of experience to put on the resume in radio. You could say, I worked in radio a little bit now. You know, you can have some fun with that. But thank you both for being here and what you're doing with your classmates in the school and with Playworks. I appreciate you. Nice work, guys. Thank you, everybody, for the time. Ron, if people have follow-up questions they would like to know more and reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yep, you can contact me at Central Office, 715-424-6701, or via my email.
Thanks, Ron. And thank you all again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And I, of course, want to take a moment to thank our scheduler, the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. A big thank you to her. A thank you to all of our guests throughout the week. Be sure to spread the word about our shows. You can catch all of the podcasts at civicmedia.us/shows. Share them on your social media or just around. And, of course, be here next week from 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Bar Band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
yes.
with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News special report. The White House meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky didn't go well by a long shot. It turned into a shouting match.
You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards. Right now, you don't have
to play
cards.
You're
gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III.
CBS's Charlie Daggett believes the Russian president is the winner here.
He will have looked at this with glee. They'll be celebrating. He's tried to draw a division between the United States, the Trump administration, and President Zelensky.
Max Bergman at the Center for International Studies.
Europe, I think, seeing this is going to react with horror. And I think increase their efforts to support Ukraine. So to me, this looks like the United States really sidelining itself from leadership in this war and negotiating a settlement.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from